We're living in a time right now where God has separated us, isolated us from things that we used to love. People we used to love, people we used to talk to all the time. There's something happening right now where God is isolating us away from those things. And if you're finding this, if this is finding you, you're probably in that spot. But I want to give you a scripture that God gave me this morning, and it's from the story of Abraham. Because we kind of just left this place, and it comes from Genesis 12:1, when he told Abram, "Go into the place that I will show you, because I will make your name great. But you're going to first have to leave." And then in the very next chapter, after he leaves, he takes some people with him. And then he gets to this place, and I just want to read it. And it says, "And Lot too, who came along with Abram, he also had flocks and herds and tents. And the land could not support their dwelling together, for their substance was great, and they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's flocks and the herdmen of Lot's flocks." And as we're leaving, I don't know what God's doing fully, but I know that he's setting us up, because the promise that he gave to Abraham was, "I'm going to give you a new name. I'm going to give you a new function." And the ultimate thing that was happening is, "Abram, I'm going to make your name great." So whoever you are, God only separates you because he's going to make you great. It's in that separation. It's in that isolation. It's in that lonely feeling where he's making your name great. I feel, even as I'm making this, I feel the anointing of God flowing, coming on your name, in the same way the dove fell onto Jesus and said, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased." This season, I feel prophetically through this screen that the presence of God is resting on you. Resting. Because he had to isolate you. Because this place that you were in with this person, you couldn't dwell together. The land that you were in couldn't support both of you. So allow the Spirit of God to continue to lead you, because in these coming days, in these coming moments, there's a power getting ready to rest in you. I love you.